You're gonna see me in a new light. Yeah, if you give me just one night to meet you underneath the moonlight. Oh, I wanna take two. I wanna break through. I wanna know the real thing about you, so I can see you in a new light.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I felt the earth beneath me. my feet, sat by the river and it made me complete. Oh, sympathy, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on. So tell me where you're gonna let me in. I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to begin. I came across a fallen tree. I felt the branches are there looking at me. Is this the place we used to love? Is this the place that I've been dreaming of?
Was a very odd version.
There's like lots of reverb in that.
There was loads
there?
Of reverb and echo and things going on in that version, but
maybe that's when he was playing in the bathroom and not in the forest.
Maybe that was Somewhere Only We Know by Keane, one of my favorite songs, though. Thank you for picking that one.
That was especially for you, Claire.
Thank you.
So we were talking earlier about the reasons why we celebrate light as the darkness sets in, and we've got some events locally that we can talk about if you would like to celebrate that. So just going to run through a couple of them. So what is going on next month with light shows and fireworks and everything else in between?
There's lots of stuff going on in half term, isn't there? So
yeah, and this the first one is in half term. It's Chelmsford Museum, 23rd to 27th of October, and this is free. You can join them for a hauntingly fun half term and learn more about witchcraft with some spooky puppet making. So there's activities for all ages in two-hour craft making workshops, and kids can enjoy colouring in paper finger puppets, creating shadow puppets, and playing with our shadow puppet theatre to test them out. And they can also make cardboard tube puppets inspired by witches' familiars.
Ooh, the witches' familiars.
Like. Yeah, I quite like the idea that you're doing shadow puppets as well. Very seasonal.
Half-term Festival of Light and Colour at Basildon Park is coming from the 14th to the 31st of October. It's free. You can just turn up and visitors can experience the glamour of Basildon Park as it's illuminated by light and colour. Enter the glowing interior of the house and find rooms illuminated by colourful lanterns, dais, tree lights, torrens and projections. The children's trail and activity in the house both explore celebrations of light and colour. And children can create their very own vibrant Rangoli bookmark and can take part in a house trail which explores the traditions of celebrating light amidst darkness. And on Saturday the 14th of October in particular, a local artist will create a Rangoli in the garden room with our India and Me exhibition, which will remain on display throughout the festival. So get over to Basildon for that one.
It's quite a long time that you can join in with that one as well, yeah. From the 14th. Also, at Yay Mates this week, I think I planned this unintentionally just for our show. So I am me and Charlotte Bayes, as in musical Charlotte Bayes, we're going to run this week's Yay Mates, and we are creating Scandi candle holders.
Nice.
Or a coaster, depending on what you want to do. but it will be fit for the season. We're going to be looking at some of autumnal tones.
You've built up the Scandi candle holder. Or you can do a coaster.
Well, and to be honest, I think the coasters will be more popular. That's why it's in there. The candle holders are quite small, whereas the coasters are like these nice, big, like hefty coasters.
Nice.
You know what people like.
That's usually at the same place. That's at the Brentwood Theatre.
So this will be Brentwood Theatre from 6 to 7.30 on Wednesday. You do need to book. We're nearly full in terms of our bookings.
Ooh.
But the basis of this is how to use Jesmonite as a product for workshops. So we're going to have some experimental fun with this quick-drying, non-toxic resin alternative, which is used by world-renowned contemporary artists such as Rachel White-Reed and Cara Walker.
I love that. And yeah. Annoyingly, I don't think maybe I can come. No, I think I can come. I better book that one in then.
Yeah, you should come.
Fabulous. And Ghost Stories by Candlelight is happening at the Old Library in Colchester Town Hall. It's £15 and you can book through the Mercury Theatre website. And that is, do we know when that is?
I will find out.
Have a look at that, the Mercury Theatre website. And what else have we got? We've got Genesis.
So this one's quite fun. So this is the Beyond section. So this is Genesis, a breathtaking spectacle of light and colour at the Swiss Church in London. So it's actually in a church.
Has the Swiss Church got hells in it?
I hope so. It's a reason for going and finding out. That's really bad. So this is how they're selling this experience, and the images look amazing. Journey through time and creation at Genesis, where a stunning display of technological innovation lights up the Swiss church in London. Delight in a mesmerizing spectacle, traversing the realms of light, water, earth and plants, evoking the profound essence of Genesis. Don't miss out on this unique experience that has attracted thousands of visitors from across Europe. It looks pretty cool.
Does look pretty cool.
Yeah, and of the season of this kind of light festival in religion and outside as well.
Nice.
And then, of course, we've got November coming up, so another big festival for the UK, which is kind of slightly outside of things, Firework Night. That's more anarchy celebration rather than light and dark celebration, but we'll throw it in there anyway. So there's a couple of firework displays if you want to book in. I know that these book up really quickly usually, and they're organized displays, and they're kind of in forested areas, which is much better for your pets. So there's one that is raising money for Brentwood Scouts and Guides. That's 1st of November at 7 o'clock in Frithwood Scout campsite. Mm-hmm. And that's £6 to join, and that's raising money for the Brentwood Scouts and Guides. And then the Billericay Fireworks event, which is organised by Billericay Roundtable, is in Lake Meadows Park. And that is also on the 1st of November, so dependent on where you are. You've got a little display on the 1st. That's £8.
Okay, and Ghost Stories by Candlelight, just to go back to that one, that is at the Old Library at Colchester Town Hall, booking through the Mercury Theatre website. That is on Wednesday the 18th of October.
Ah, perfect, because I couldn't find it. I was looking frantically on my phone trying to find the time.
Let's have some more music.
Yes.
What are we going with?
We're going to have Arcade Fire.
Nice.
Wake Up. And that was Wake Up by Arcade Fire.
I like Arcade Fire. Although it reminds me of going to festivals, it also does. It is quite a warm, huggy song, that one.
That reminds me of Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. So we've been talking about all things warm and huggy on this October 24 degrees day outside, although we're sitting in a freezing cold studio and I wish I brought my jumper with me. But we are getting into the spirit of the
weather.
The season. But now is there's a little announcement to make now. So Kev, if you're listening,
this one's for you.
This is the announcement. So we've got two things to talk about. So you'll remember, if you've been a long-term listener of the arts program, that every year we have been hosting our annual art vent calendar. Yes, it's back in 2023, and it's going to be even better and even more exciting door opening sound effects and various. Thank
I'm
you.
Gonna supplied them by myself Natalie.
Yeah,
this year.
So we are launching it again. We want to know your art vent messages. So this is where all of the wonderful creative people that we have had on the show over the past 3 years can share a wintry message with all our lovely listeners. So if you want to share that wintry message with us, here's an example. Have you got the example lined up, Natalie?
Oh,
I don't. It's in the Dropbox.
Give me 2 seconds.
We've got an example from last year that, or it might even be the year before, that might inspire you. It's a clip from Claire McInnes of Beautiful Things Craft HQ. And it was just to give you a flavour. All you need to do is record this on your phone. You don't need to put any music or anything else to it. You just need to send us an MP3 or MP4 recording of your phone and a wintry message of joy for our listeners, and we will put some lovely wintry music to it, and then we will show them every day. We'll open each door every day on our social media, and on a Sunday we'll open all of those doors together in the show. Have you got the little?
Yep. Let's have a small listen to this.
It's going to really confuse people if they've just joined us.
I hope so. There we go.
So this is what we did. We put some little music behind it.
Hello, Phoenix FM listeners. This is Claire from Beautiful Things Craft and Sewing Classes in Ingrave. We would love to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and in advance a very Happy New Year. For many people, learning to sew or taking up a new craft is something that's really inviting and interesting, but they often don't get round to doing what they want to do. So the perfect Christmas present that you can buy your loved ones this year would be a gift voucher to come and join us in our lovely studio and learn to sew, knit, or crochet. We have all sorts of classes and we can always custom tailor make a class to suit. So jump on our website, www.beautifulthingshq.com. If you're not sure what your friends and loved one would like, you can always contact us and I will be happy to personally tailor make a package to suit your needs. Have a fantastic Christmas. I hope you enjoy the rest of the Phoenix FM advent calendar.
So that was, if you've just tuned in, no, we haven't gone mad. That was an example.
It's Christmas, you slept too long.
That was an example from 2 years ago, I think it was now. That was Claire McInnes from Beautiful Things. And that was one of our Christmas art vent calendars. It was really lovely. So just send us a message, no more than 1 minute, absolutely no more than 1 minute. And we will put some nice music to it and we'll share it on our socials if you want to share that with our audience. But now we have another big announcement to make.
Yes.
So we are going down the route of radio plays again. We're so excited that if the Art Vent calendar wasn't enough wintry cheer for you this year, we are also preparing for another arts programme first ever experience. What can it be? Obviously we've been inspired by our previous Halloween Murder Who Done It play last year, and we've been thinking about what is the next thing that we can do in this radio play arena. So we are preparing ourselves for the first ever Phoenix FM pantomime radio play.
Oh no, we're not.
Oh yes, we are.
Oh yes.
we're doing it this year. We are going to do The Snow White and the Seven Radio Hosts. This is our new pantomime. It's being written for us at the moment in the safe hands of the lovely Charlotte. It's her first panto that she's written, but she's been to a lot of pantos, so we are in safe hands.
We're just hoping we don't all have to sing.
Yeah,
consistently.
No, I've said to people already, nobody, there's a few people that really don't want to sing, so we'll use other singing. But we are going to host this on Sunday the 17th of December, so you'll have to tune in, set your diaries for 4 p.m. on Sunday the 17th of December for the first ever live radio pantomime on Phoenix FM. So we are casting for it at the moment. The team have been, we've been looking at different roles. We've got a dame, we think we've got the huntsman, we think we've got the mirror,
yes,
and we've got some of the
couple of the radio hosts. Got a couple of those.
So until we've filled all the roles, we'll come back. We'll be dropping some hints on our socials over the next coming weeks, and then when we've filled all the roles, we'll do lots more. So don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram to find out more. So that was our big announcement for this show.
And we're expecting a sign up, Kev.
Yes, Kevin. Kevin's listening in. He was waiting for this announcement and we're expecting him to take a starring role. So that's it. Let's get back to our music playlist. What are we going to have now?
Now we have some Mumford & Sons.
Oh, nice.
In the silver light I just made out your silhouette through the quickening haze. So branded on my mind, so I don't forget. Let it shine on my wandering eyes. Of October sky, these postcard memories evade my eyes. And in the valley I'm free, but in the hills I soar. Your silhouette is gone once more. Has been crippling me. So to your silhouette I turn once more. So branded on my mind, so I won't forget. Let it shine, let it shine by my wandering eyes. Let it shine, let it shine by my wandering eyes.
Phoenix Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Find a map and draw a straight line over rivers, farms and state lines. The distance from me to where you'd be, it's only fingerless that I see. I touch the place where I'd find your face. My fingers and creases of distant dark places. I hang my coat up in the first bar. There is no peace that I've found so far. The laughter penetrates my silence as drunken men find flaws in silence. Their words mostly noises, ghosts with just voices. Your words in my memory are like music to me. The miles from where you traveled so far, we'd set the fire to the third bar. We'd share each other like an island until exhausted, close our eyelids and dreaming, pick up from the last place we left off. Your soft skin is weak. Something picks me up.
wasn't going to play that entire track, but actually I just carried,
we just enjoyed
listening to it. I've not heard that for
Snow
so
Patrol
long.
Snow Patrol with Martha Wainwright. It was really nice. That one.
Yeah, very
Snow much. Patrol have broken up.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they broke up. On Instagram.
That's very sad.
I mean, not on Instagram. They broke up and then they shared it on Instagram.
They broke up over Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Three of them are gone. Two of them are left behind with Snow Patrol. Anyway, yeah. It's a bit sad.
Very, very sad.
Let's talk about nicer things, though. Let's talk about knitting.
knitting and sweaters.
Knitting and sweaters. I thought you were going to say knitting and sweating.
I have been known to sweat
over my crochet.
It has to be right.
Yeah, so you chose knitting, which I thought was interesting because it's as opposed to kind of, you know, crochet. I only thought it was interesting in the sense because I can't knit, but I can crochet.
Well, the reason I chose knitting is because I was reading about fashionable sweaters and they are all knits
rather than
crocheted.
Why were you reading about fashionable sweaters? Fashionable sweaters.
Because you know when you are just, you know, looking through social media and an article comes up and it's quite interesting. This one somebody had shared and I quite enjoyed it and I thought it was very seasonal. And from what I was saying earlier about really enjoying autumn fashion, actually... looking into various high street shops at the moment, seeing all of these jumpers and knits, I just kind of want to go in and buy them all.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. So this article that I found, I've got some information from the article because it was very interesting. It's from the V&A. So if you've never been on the V&A website, there's some really cool articles on there about the history of fashion in particular and the history of some of their exhibits.
It's a brilliant resource,
it's a whole portal.
It's amazing.
But yeah, obviously knitting has been shown to promote wellness by reducing stress as you knit, and you can create strong social bonds through knitting.
I've created lots of social bonds through crochet. It's a really important thing. But it is a really important thing. And actually, there's a really great crochet circle of people that meet in Rittle every week. There's when you start delving into the world of knitting and crocheting, you realise that actually there's quite a lot of those groups that exist, because it is about sharing something. And there's some amazing big projects that have happened in the UK around people coming together to crochet, like, you know, whole buildings and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we've got the most amazing... we've got the crocheted post box toppers, haven't we? And we've got some of those in Brentwood, which is really nice. So I really like guerrilla crocheting, guerrilla knitting. I really like that kind of idea of people coming together to just surprise us in our, you know, as we go around our public lives, to just kind
community
of come
knits.
Across something. Yeah, yeah. I really love it. Really
what
cool.
I find really interesting about knitting as well is actually the comfort that comes with the garment.
Yeah.
So it's been researched that actually wearing a jumper can make you feel well as well in terms of the warmth and the materiality on your skin. I was reading some other articles as well about how young people wear hoodies quite a lot because of the comfort of the material and the feeling of being inside a hooded jumper.
And it's the weight. Yeah. Because we know that weighted blankets and weighted materials make us feel safe. So these great hoodies, you know, these huge big hoodies. The hoodies.
Yeah.
These weigh a lot on us. So actually it is that kind of cocooning, comforting thing. I mean, I thought, like, last year, I thought everybody would have taken up knitting and crochet because we were all struggling to pay our household bills, because we were all struggling to heat our houses. The best thing that you can do is crochet a blanket,
because it keeps you warm
as you're
while
crocheting
you're
staying warm. So yeah, I think I'm definitely up for more crochet blankets.
And a good old knitted blanket or a crochet blanket weighs a lot more than
it does
one of these fake faux froze or so. Yeah, the fake fur froze that you get.
Oh yeah, and I think not only, you know, if you look at the comparison of some of the prices of these things as well, you can get wool really cheaply. Mm. Like, you can pick up real bargains in charity shops and all sorts of other places. So actually knitting your own isn't that more
expensive.
And
you can unravel as well.
I mean. Yeah. Well, you can knit yourself a scarf and then you can turn it into a blanket, or you can knit, you know, you can do all sorts of different things. So, yes, I think we should all be knitting and crocheting.
Yes. And then the third part of that, which I thought was kind of, you know, a mind blown moment. If you know that meme where you've got like the three different sentences and at the end the head explodes.
Yes.
Is that actually another area of well-being is looking good.
Yes.
If you feel like you look good, then that also improves your well-being.
Yeah.
So knitting and then wearing knitwear and then looking good doing it. Oh, that is the best you can feel in autumn.
Definitely.
So fashionable sweaters.
Fashionable sweaters. This,
yeah, if I was a member of parliament right now, I would be campaigning for sweaters. Yeah, you know I would.
I know you would.
I'm wearing the rosette.
Yeah,
sweater
never
rosette.
Mind and foreign policy or anything else. You'll be like, no, I'm campaigning for everyone to have fashionable sweaters. Yeah.
But interestingly, sweaters weren't really around until the 1920s.
Really?
Yeah.
According to the VNA. What did people wear before then?
I don't know. Maybe leather.
Yes.
Everyone was wearing leather jackets.
You layered up, I guess. Yeah. You kind of like had this. So there's really hard rough shirts, and then you'd have a leather jerkin, or you know, you kind of layer up those things. So yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
And it was actually sportsmen and fishermen that bought the jumper. Real
fishermen have a lot to answer for.
They do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, they're quite cool, aren't they, these blue fishermen jumpers?
Oh, those proper yeah. fishermen jumpers. Yeah. Yeah, they're I don't know if they're supposed to be, but my
like
dad
Captain
had one.
Bird's Eye jumpers.
My dad had one because he was a fisherman, and it was actually quite waxy to the touch. Hmm. So either that was the kind of material that they were knitted out of, or literally wish fishermen did kind of cover themselves with some kind of waxy stuff, because it would you know, repel water. So yeah. If you're kind of standing with your fishing jacket on and your fishing jumper on, you want something that repels water, don't you?
Yeah, you don't want a big old soggy jumper
to wear while you're fishing, do you?
So fishermen brought jumpers into reality.
Nice.
And then in the 1920s, the Prince of Wales popularised the Fair Isle sweater when he wore one as part of his golfing attire in 1922.
Right, he does have a lot to answer for.
Yeah. But you know, these Fair Isle
is everywhere at the minute. Have you seen all the supermarkets? Mm. You know, there's lots of...
I've got a Fair Isle Christmas jumper.
There's lots of Fair Isle out there. Yeah. I've seen it in the shops already.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Mm. And the wool is very nice as well, isn't it, with Fair mm-hmm. Isle. And then Coco Chanel promoted the knitted jersey as everyday wear in the 1930s. So this more relaxed attitude to dressing was cemented when the sweater made its first appearance in American Vogue in 1927.
Amazing. Yeah. And then we probably haven't got time to go into all of the history of the jumper, but I think the other thing about jumpers and knitted wear is that they're so changeable, aren't they? The diversity of how you wear jumpers and kinds of jumpers and the designs on jumpers, it's like it's a canvas, isn't it, for absolutely anything anybody could want to dream of.
Yeah
I don't really understand the jumpers that look like they've been torn apart though.
No, but then that is more of a modern thing. So
yes,
if we run quickly through the timeline,
yes.
So in the 40s, this is what the V&A labels it as, the sweater boom.
Yes.
So during the war, people were wearing jumpers for practicality because they were warm. And then if you fast forward to the 1960s and 70s, there were experimental sweaters, which meant that people were wearing sweaters and jumpers as a way to lobby and show who they were. So there was a good example here. So the black polo neck sweater, for example, was closely associated with the beatniks of the 1950s and 60s. And then in the 1980s and late part of 1970s, the likes of Patricia Roberts and Martin Kidman for Joseph transformed the then dowdy reputation of the hand knitted sweater into something that was very fashionable and on vogue. There's a lovely
jumpers and sweaters in the 1980s had shoulder pads in them.
Did they?
Yes, I had them.
Okay.
Yeah, I had me and my friend Gillian in this will be the end of the 80s, early 90s. End of the 80s, we had a black and yellow jumper that was quite a long line, went sort of mid thigh. You looked like a massive bumblebee, but it had shoulder pads in it.
So
everything.
So you were just a giant jumper walking along, basically.
Yeah, attracting lots of other bees.
Mm.
Yeah,
and bright sweaters in the 80s as
yellow
well.
And black.
Nice
bright sweaters.
And then beyond the 90s, according to the V&A, it's all about asymmetry and imperfection.
Yeah.
In terms of this is fashion in sweaters. So obviously you see people in their hoodies. I mean, I'm wearing a sweater right now. I wouldn't say it's particularly fashionable, but it's not. it's not what the V&A say is happening. And this is where you come along to your holy sweater. So
Can I just go back to the 80s for a second?
Oh, yeah,
the most important thing about the 80s for me in terms of sweaters was bat wings.
Batwing
arms.
I thought you meant literal wings in a sweater.
Batwing arms in sweaters was such a massive thing in the 80s. Batwing shirts, but jumpers is where the batwing thing really took off. Sorry, I just remember the batwing thing.
Okay.
It's important to remember these things.
Claire's going to go home and go into Loft and find all of the old sweaters wrap herself
in
them.
I'm fairly sure my friend Gillian's probably got hers still. I'll get her to get out. But yeah, so now
high fashion, big holy sweaters.
Yeah, so now it's all about the deconstruction of a sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because my kids buy sweaters with holes in and bits of threads hanging out and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, you paid money for that?
And you feel like everyone's walking into a shop and going, but what is sweater? And then handing over their money to the till and this is what they're given.
There'll be a Ken.
Yeah.
Sweater Ken.
And then finally, the thing that I thought was really cool in my favourite sweater from the collection that the V&A was talking about was a sweater that was inspired by the London riots. So basically, this is
recent London riots. This is
sweater pant combo.
Yes,
And you look at it; it looks a bit like the willow pattern on teacups.
It does. It does.
And then, as you zoom in, it is actually a depiction of London riots. A very like Bayeux tapestry.
Yeah.
Feel, but yeah, that's very cool, and that seems very now sweater, doesn't it?
Yeah,
in terms of design.
And of course that whole thing about sweaters now is also about the hand knit or the machine knit, and what is a sweater and what isn't a sweater. So I think sweaters have to show a knit.
Yeah,
or jumpers, because we can call them jumpers, whereas I think what you're wearing, which I would describe as a hoodie.
Oh, because it does have a hood.
It's not a sweater.
Even though I don't wear the hood is just
No, I don't think that's a sweater. I think that's a hoodie.
Yeah, I'd say this was a sweater, because it makes me sweat.
No, I'm joking. Let's get to some music.
Okay.
And we can't play anything other than Sweater Weather by The Neighbourhood. Have we found that one?
Yeah.
Let's play that.
All I am is a man. I want the world in my hands. I hate the beach, but I stand in California with my toes in the sand. Use the sleeves of my sweater. Let's have an adventure. Head in the clouds, but my gravity centered.
FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Looking for a new career? Want to improve your work-life balance by working locally? Come along to the free Brentwood Jobs Fair on Wednesday the 11th of October from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Brentwood Centre. Speak face-to-face with over 40 local employers and training providers about job vacancies, apprenticeships and training courses across a wide range of sectors. To find out more and view the list of employers, please visit brentwoodjobsfair.eventbrite.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Phoenix FM.
Wow, look at that. Hasn't time gone quickly?
It has. I've had fun talking about jumpers too. And sweaters and Halloween. And
I'm feeling quite chilly now. I might have to go home and layer up.
We just have to go outside.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It is very cold in the studio. But yeah, that's all we have time for this week. So I hope you've enjoyed our autumn hug on this gloriously sunny weekend. Next week, we'll be talking to Hannah, Carrie, Tim and Charlotte. Yes, Charlotte, about their trip to... Sorry, I'm just thinking about myself. I'm also in this interview.
You're in this as well, yeah.
About their trip to Kazakhstan in one of our new series of called Border Crossing.
I just thought we could have this new series of shows that we do these kind of in-depth things and then we could call it Cultural Border Crossing or something like that.
Sounds
so we
good.
Can do number of these.
Between us, we're going to, four countries in 1 month, so...
Goodness gracious me.
I know.
Anyway.
Somebody hold them back. But up next is the wonderful Nigel with 2 hours of the best soul and funk and disco to party away your Sunday evening.
And remember, if you want to suggest anything you'd like to hear on the show about the world of arts and culture, please get in touch. The arts program at phoenixfm.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter at Program Arts. And don't forget to send us your winter wishes for our art vent calendar. And now you know we are doing the Panto on the 17th of December. Ooh, put that in your diaries.
Yes, make sure it's going to be live. But that's all for now. We're going to leave you with St. Elmo's Fire by John Parr, and we're going to leave you with Taylor Swift's Cardigan, because we all love cardigans now. I've been Natalie.
And I've been Claire, and this has been the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
Vintage tea, brand new phone, high heels on, cobblestones. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Sequin smile, black lipstick. secret.